Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge. Make the old
people well. Good evening. The ones who welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you that are looking for employment or want to be employed to be doing something that you create yourself that you can enjoy, and that's what we mean by opportunity, instead of you applying for a job. I'm here today with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed, as the guy that's in the background that makes everything work. And Ed, how you doing?
Doing just fine, Mr. Gene.
Okay, I'm glad to have you. Anyway, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to watch me do the show, and simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years. But also for you entry-level workers, I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you. And like I said, I want to make sure that you know that we see you, because we see you anyway. And so I'd like to have you really think about that, so that you can be who you want to be. And instead of trying to be somebody else. However, we're coming up on Halloween. And Halloween is an opportune time for you to imitate or wish you were somebody else and get an opportunity to actually kind of act it out. Only difference is that I'm suggesting that you could take that same attitude in terms of pretending to be somebody that you aren't and pretend to tell people the type of work that you'd like to do. The reason being is because you do what you like to do anyway all the time. Always have been. The only difference is you don't know what title to put on it. And even if you did know, if we aren't buying it, then possibly you got the wrong title. We can tell you what we see. But we can see all that. So I'd like to have you think about that. But because it's Halloween is coming up in 10 days or so. Somebody creates the Halloween, I'm trying to think of the right word for it, the Halloween event. It happens over 3 or 4 days. Some prepare much sooner than that. There are lots of opportunities for people to get together and all sorts of events to go to. But Halloween allows you to pretend to be somebody that you aren't. And I'm suggesting that if you took that approach with thinking about the type of work that you would like to do, then it's possible you can pretend and tell a bunch of people who you would like to be and what it is that you'd like to do. And the only difference is you may not have on a costume, which is the best way to introduce yourself anyway. However, Halloween allows you to put on a costume, put on a mask, and you can pretend to be whoever you want to be. I'm going to suggest that for job seekers, it's an opportunity to tell everybody what you'd like to do, because they don't know if you can do it or not. But I found something out on the internet that I thought that I could share with you and add my 2 cents of knowledge to it. And so it's titled, I got this list, but it's not from an author in a sense, it's just a list. Because this is about employment opportunity. And so in understanding employment opportunity, it's understanding that the opportunities could turn into employment for many of you, because somebody's got to help to create the event and somebody has to be in the event. Anyway, so just in case you were wondering, I found something that says 10 careers for Halloween enthusiasts. In other words, if you're into Halloween, there are careers that you can have. Now, I'm going to make a difference between the career that you can have and the career that you may not, that you hear about. In my methodology, a career is what you've done all of your life. It is not a job title and you staying in the job all of your life. It's not a job that you're going after, so you can say, I'm trying to get a career. What you're getting is a possible skill or exposure to a skill and get some development, but it takes up time. I'm suggesting that you look at your careers all of your life, because it's all in there. The difference is you can pull out the things that you like doing, enjoy doing out of that, and we can put you into jobs because we know titles. But anyway, well, this has to do with jobs, and says, so it says 10 careers for those that are into Halloween. I'd like to have you think about that. We're going to take a short break so that we can get that out of the way. But when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about 10 jobs that you could get celebrating Halloween and possibly celebrate all year, because it's your job to make it better for the others. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Change.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know now you can get Gene's online courses revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? There are three online courses showing Gene video presenting each course. The course titles are The Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment, How to Write a Resume to Get You Noticed, Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose? It is highly recommended that the Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment be taken first, as it introduces a revolutionary training process model that prepares job seekers to meet the changing needs of our workforce. This methodology is used in all of Gene's courses. In each course segment of video, Gene explains and demonstrates step by step the formula for finding enjoyable employment using your life's experiences.
To get Gene's online courses, just go to udemy.com. That's udemy.com. Type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for courses, choose a course. Coming soon, interviewing techniques, how to easily answer the top 25 interviewing questions. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
How have the hurricanes affected you? Have you lost your job, are looking for employment, or do you need help? Has your business been impacted? Do you need to hire new workers or ways to support your current employees? Are you saddened and want to volunteer your help? We are in a situation together, and we want to know how you are doing. Many of us do not know where to start. I suggest we help ourselves by helping others. I can help you say what you do louder, or say what you need louder, or reach others louder. If you don't know where to start, call my radio show and let's ask the country. Job seekers and volunteers, help rebuild our everyone's neighborhood. Call the Employment Opportunity Hour radio show on WTN this Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll get 5 minutes to give first name, working background, type of work desired, and contact information, emails preferred. The number is 727-441-3000.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look.
Look here. Find that purpose. I'm sure you got one. I know what it is, too. But one way for you to find out is to start telling everybody what you know how to do, like doing. We can give you a title, because that's part of your purpose. You do what you do. There's a purpose behind all of that. But anyway, so we are coming up on the Halloween weekend, a few days from now. And there are jobs that people could get during the holiday season, for the holiday season, and they call them careers, because career, in my opinion, is something that you do that takes a long time, and when you include all of what you know how to do, that's your career. It's not a job title, which so many think a title is a career. But I'd like to have you think about that. However, if you were into Halloween and doing things like that, there are opportunities for you to be paid to do that. Anyway, so this article that says 10 careers for Halloween enthusiasts. Anyway, it has a summary that it just says, for those of you who want to keep Halloween spirit alive year-round, Here are 10 careers that let you channel your spooky side. And I believe we all have a spooky side. And so if you don't have one, go find it. It's probably there. And if you're not sure, ask other people. We see it anyway, probably. But these are jobs that you could get. And I want you to get jobs based on what you enjoy doing. Anyway, so I'm going to give you the job title, little description. I'm going to add my two cents of what characteristics I think you need in order to get that type of job, if it interests you. If you don't know about it, these are functions that we have titles for. Anyway, so in other words, a costume designer designs things. But the title is called costume designer. But anyway, so if you like designing things, and you've designed things before, doesn't matter when, where, but you've designed things because you like doing it, why not find employment doing that? Because we're looking for people like you. But anyway, so one of the jobs that you could possibly get during the holiday season, and since there are companies who focus on the Halloween period, which means they function all year round. There are places you can go and buy costumes. Somebody's got to make those, and it could be you. Anyway, so one job that you could get is a costume designer. And so it starts out with a sentence. It says, let your imagination run wild and design outfits for movies, plays, and theme parks. Most likely, your imagination runs wild anyway. Capture it and put it into something that only you can create. Because there are people looking for that could include that in movies, plays, theme parks. Okay, so costume designers, they draft and craft costumes for performers, for festivals. And some of them choosing to specialize in certain genres and time periods. Anyways, this says it's a great way to get started. It could be getting involved with your local community theater and becoming an apprentice with their customs department. In other words, find people that are already doing it, that are making costumes for others. Most likely, if you like costumes already, you've been making costumes out of paper, or you've been making costumes for fun. But some people can turn that into a profession. And believe me, it pays very well. And so most likely you already have the proof if you like it because you've designed stuff around your home. And you're still designing stuff. You just haven't decided to turn it into a possible way of making an income from it. But what it's going to take is for you to recognize the things that you're motivated to do. Right now, write those things down because you can recognize them. But in order to share those with other people, it's best to have a list of things that you're motivated to do because that's how we can begin to recognize how to match that in with what it is that you have done. Anyway, so if you say that you like to be a costume designer, I would think one of the questions would be, what have you designed before? And it could be a rag doll that you made or something that you made for your parents or something that you made for your pets. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that you recognize what you're motivated to do and what you desire to do. Anyway, so costume designer is a highly sought-after profession. And it supports all of the people that you see in the entertainment area, in your school systems, our educational systems, and even in your corporations. So the next job that you could get is a makeup artist. Okay, a makeup artist, it says show off your inner artist and captivate audiences by bringing their favorite characters to life. 100% of the costumes that you may buy for Halloween, or you create it yourself. 100% is designed for the artists to captivate the audiences by bringing their favorite characters to life. Okay, you probably do that already. Your favorite characters, you bring them to life by making them up artistically. But makeup artists make a lot of money and they have fun doing it. Anyway, so this says, while some makeup artists focus on the ordinary, others dabble in supernatural, creating mystifying makeup looks and transforming themselves into aliens, witches, and goblins. If you can do that on your own, if you're interested in doing that, if you've dreamed about doing it, or you can visualize doing it, that may be an ideal career or job for you, not only centered around Halloween, but centered around where you have the motivation, the initiative to create things that other people can use. In other words, all costumes that you buy because you're attracted to buy them because somebody created it. Anyway, so you could do that. And it's basically, I'm just going to say one of the attributes is being a dreamer of how you visualize things in your mind and a visionary in terms of what it could do. And then just getting started in creating something that supports what it is that you like and enjoy doing. Anyway, so makeup artists support all 100% of all that you see in entertainment, on TV, movies. There are makeup artists to do that. Next one, a set designer for haunted houses. Okay, designing a set. It says create chilling haunted environments that make people's spine tingle. Okay, most likely you may have done that around the house already, or done that around the house when you were little. It's possible that you may still be doing that depending on your lifestyle. But you have the vision, you have the initiative to create something. And so when you can visualize how you can design or plan to build something that will get the audience involved, and this says get into a spine-chilling story and add believability to any environment, if you can do that, most likely if you can do it, you've been already doing it, then being a set designer is highly sought after. Okay, approach people that are in plays and movies, theaters, and ask questions about possibly speaking to the person that designs things on that particular set. All they're going to ask you is, who are you and what have you done? What would you like to do? And in some cases, you can bring in something to share with them. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. There are 10 careers that are mentioned here. I've only gone through 3 so far, but we're going to take a short break in a second. But I'd like to have you think about, during Halloween season, you have an opportunity to possibly do what it is that you've always been doing and know how to turn it into more enjoyment, more being more productive in terms of what you've done, and getting in front of the people who would like you to tell them what it is that you like doing. Because these are people who get paid doing what they enjoy doing. Other humans design things. Other humans make up cosmetic stuff and put it on their faces. They design costumes. Other humans do that. And so one way that you can find that type of enjoyable employment is to recognize what happens during all holidays, but Halloween is specific because it allows our customs, in a sense, to pretend to be somebody that we aren't, and it's a huge business. Somebody's got to make those things, and they enjoy making them, most likely, and they enjoy the financial rewards, and they enjoy seeing their work being sought after by people who want it. But anyways, I'd like to have you think about that, because these are opportunities for people who celebrate Halloween but do things all year round that be, that could be connected to celebrating where somebody needs what you have. We're going to take a short break. Let you hear something from our sponsors. But think about that. And if you want to give us a call, call 727-441-3000. We're here. I'm waiting for you.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
How have the hurricanes affected you? Have you lost your job, are looking for employment, or do you need help? Has your business been impacted? Do you need to hire new workers or ways to support your current employees? Are you saddened and want to volunteer your help? We are in a situation together and we want to know how you are doing. Many of us do not know where to start. I suggest we help ourselves by helping others. I can help you say what you do louder, or say what you need louder, or reach others louder. If you don't know where to start, call my radio show and let's ask the country. Job seekers and volunteers help rebuild our everyone's neighborhood. Call the Employment Opportunity Hour radio show on WTN this Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll get 5 minutes to give first name, working background, type of work desired, and contact information, emails preferred. The number is 727-441-3000.
Wake up, everybody. It's Halloween season. Wake up if you're looking for or you want employment that you can enjoy doing, because I'm sure you do what you enjoy anyway. I'm just trying to get you to recognize how you can do what you enjoy doing and get paid to do it. That's all I'm trying to do. So I'm talking about careers for people that are into Halloween. places where you can get jobs year-round, believe it or not, based on a holiday that we call Halloween, but it's a Halloween celebration. But how you could be employed doing that. And they mentioned 10 careers. Careers are things that you like doing that you do for a long time. It's not a job title. It's something that you do, and you take all of the knowledge, the skills and abilities, the experiences that you have, you put them all together. That's your career. From that, we can choose what we see you capable of doing next. That's what we can do. It's something that you really cannot do. Because the bottom line is we got to choose you anyway. Anyway, so it's best to know what it is that we could do. But since we have Halloween coming up in a few days, there are 10 careers that are mentioned in an article that I pulled out that mention job titles and what it is that career may consist of. And I'm adding my two cents of knowledge in terms of what else might you need in order to identify if that fits you. Anyway, so I've gone over three so far. A costume designer, a person who likes designing costumes. Anyway, so if you can think of that you used to do that, like doing it, then you could be a costume designer. All you've got to do pretty much is show some costumes that you've developed. But the design, in this case for Halloween, is designed to scare people. And so it's important that you might recognize what you may have naturally been doing, motivated to do, but yet you have a job that you don't like when you could be being paid to do this all year round. It's a big event that goes on 3 or 4 days, lots of parties and people dressing up in costumes, and it takes a year to put all that stuff together. There's lots of companies that live off what people do for that event. Anyway, so you could be a part of that. I mean, so being a costume designer is one. A makeup artist. If you're the kind of person that likes to make up things, it could be making up things on your cat, dog, making up things on yourself, on your face, making up other people. That's possible to be a makeup artist. Because when it comes to Halloween, it's making up costumes that someone could possibly and be willing to purchase, making up a person's face and body, which is what costume people do, which is what the artists do because they know how to do that. But the point is can you make up something that attracts other people? And for Halloween, it's aliens, witches, goblins, those types of people. But either way, if you have that vision and you like doing that, these are jobs whereby people are desperately looking for. And some tips are getting involved with plays in your community or the theater in your community. Find out what goes on in your community because those things require costume designers, makeup artists, based on the vision that they depend on people like you to present. Anyway, number three was a set designer. It's knowing how to create what's called a set in order to create a haunted environment that makes people's spine tingle. It's like going into a dark room or going places where you haven't been where your mind starts to work on you. That's an art. It's a skill. Anyway, so there are set designer jobs that are available, especially during the time of Halloween, to develop haunted houses. They put things in them. But number four was a horror film director. Person that can craft tales of terror and decide how to give audiences the perfect scare. Designing what can give an audience that perfect scare. If you have that knowledge and have that ability, you probably already know you have it because you've been doing it. There are people that will hire you to help them make even things much more putting things on people's spines to make them tingle because that's what it is that makes Halloween work. But anyway, it says set designers are tasked with planning and building elaborate sets that pull audiences into a spine-chilling story and add believability to any environment. There are lots of people out there that have that ability, and they've been doing it ever since childhood. If you're still doing it, there's something in you that drives you to do it, an opportune time for you to tell people what it is that you like doing and enjoy doing, and you have all the proof already, but it fulfills a position that's definitely needed as a film director. A ghost tour guide. During this time period, we've heard of ghosts anyway, and so for those, it's the perfect job for those who like history and uncovering and terrifying tales of haunting and more things like that. But the goal is to prepare and terrify visitors as you explore the rich history of towns and cities. You could be a ghost tour guide right in your own community, especially if you got old buildings, old places. Possibly you can be employed to do that if you like doing those types of things. Some of the qualifications is that you're always tricking people. You're always scaring people, making them laugh, making them fear, and you laughing. Those are talents that a lot of people don't have. Okay, number six, a candy maker. Okay, having candy, making something with candy. It's going on all year round. The difference is making something for Halloween. But anyway, so this says create classic Halloween treats or craft your own bewitching recipes. You are the author of your own recipes. You probably are doing that already right now. You may be doing it for no one other than yourself. You may be doing it for your family. But there are people out there that will hire you to do that. There are employers looking for people to do that in order to keep crafting new things. Anyway, it says candy makers appeal to the senses, making unique sweets that capture the essence of the Halloween season. Okay, so if you know how to make something that's unique, and we tell you it's unique, then it's an opportune time for you possibly to be employed doing that. Not only for that holiday period, but possibly all year round. But then you've created yourself a job doing what you enjoy. Okay, number seven was the Foley artist. An artist. Because Foley artists are the folks behind the spine-chilling sounds and eerie whispers that you hear in our favorite horror movies. Okay, they're called the Foley artists. Okay, they're people who create sounds and whispers in order to make the audience feel differently. If you have that ability, you already know that because enough people have told you that you scared them. Well, it's a way for you to turn that into something where somebody's willing to say, keep doing it and we'll pay you. Anyway, so then it says, using everyday objects, they perfect very last squish and crack to bring life on-screen scares. In other words, those little sounds and cracks that happen on the big screen, that everybody sort of leans back or makes a sound or something like that. But anyway, but for those that are wondering, it says, begin your journey into the world of folly and conjure up the haunting sounds of Halloween using objects you can find at home. Okay, maybe something is taking two bottles and rubbing them together, or two potatoes, or two pieces of silverware, or, I don't know, plastic things, or rubbing your feet in a certain way. But things that you can do at home that you probably already do, there are people looking for you to keep doing it. And so it's very unfortunate that so many people do what they enjoy doing, And they have a job because somebody tells them to get a job, and they go do something that they don't want to do, and then they come home and go back to doing what they like doing. Well, Halloween opens the door for year-round work of you creating those types of things. We're going to take a little short break to hear something from my sponsors. I got a couple more to go. But you're listening to me telling you about 10 careers for those of you that are enthusiastic about Halloween and you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again. Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to LinkedIn.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at LinkedIn.com. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at HodgePodgeTraining.com.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna
find that purpose.
Purpose
right here on the Employment Opportunity Hour. I always say, based on the things that you like doing and enjoy doing, there's a purpose behind all of that. And all we're trying to do is to get you to recognize it, because we can use whatever it is that you have, and we can give you titles. However, I'm going over tonight 10 careers, an article that I pulled up. It's titled 10 Careers for Halloween Enthusiasts. If you're into Halloween, it's an event that comes up once a year, but there's preparation going on most likely every day of the year in order to produce that event that lasts 3 or 4 days and sometimes a week. But there are businesses that do that. And they make things, prepare things for our population or audience to become a part of celebrating something that allows everyone to be or pretend to be somebody that they aren't. It's an excellent time for you to do that. However, the people behind the scenes are being paid to create all this, and you could be one of them. Anyway, so I've gone over. These are careers that we're calling careers, or someone has named careers, but these are titles that make up job titles. And there are 10 of them. I've gone through five so far. I'm going to finish the next five in a couple of seconds. But anyway, a costume designer, a makeup artist, a set designer for haunted houses, a horror film director, and a ghost tour guide. And then I closed out by mentioning the last one was a candy maker. Making candy for Halloween. And using whatever recipes that you have, there are people being paid to do this all year round. But number seven was the Foley artist, which are the people behind the scenes that's designed to put chills and whispers into the audience in horror movies. There are people behind the scenes doing all of that. Anyway, So the next one is called a horror event planner. Okay, an event planner that creates horror types of scenes. Just organize eerie collection events from ghastly galas to Halloween themed parties. Okay, that's what a horror event planner does. They organize eerie collection events and ghastly galas to Halloween themed parties. Just channel your inner design to plan and execute horrifying gatherings that are guaranteed to scare the masses. If you found that you do things and you happen to scare the masses or large numbers of people, you scare your family, scare people in your community, scare the organization, the school. If you find or discover that you have that ability, there are people that will pay you to keep you doing that. Because the bottom line is you do it anyway. It's important for you to recognize what motivates you and drives you. Halloween is a ideal time whereby you can pretend to be whoever you want to be, and it's acceptable. However, there are people behind the scenes that make all this happen, and you could be one of them, and it's a huge industry. So number nine is a horror novelist. It's to write stories to keep readers up at night, long after they've turned the last page. If you enjoy writing, and you probably have found that you can write things that keep people wanting to read more and stay up longer, there are people that will pay you to keep writing horror novels. Anyway, so it says horror novelists plunge into the depths of their imaginations and create heart-racing narratives that will scare any reader that dares to enter. You'll know if you have that ability if you find yourself writing these things and writing these notes and writing and passing it on to others whereby you scare them. But that's a talent. It's something that a lot of people will pay you for. Okay, it's titled a horror novelist. Okay, number 10 is a prop designer. Okay, so so it says design and produce the tools actors need to turn a horror story into a tangible terror. Okay, design and produce the tools actors need to turn a horror story into a tangible terror. How do you take that, turn it into something that people can feel and touch it? Goes on to say, their attention to detail implies the story's atmosphere with chilling realism. Most likely, if you've been doing that around the house, you already know that because the people around you have been telling you that. You scared them or you made them think about something. Okay, these are talents that many, many, many people possess. And they do these things when they're not working. These are job titles that people will pay you to keep you doing what it is that you do. Anyway, so we're focusing just on Halloween, but it's important for you to know that whatever you find yourself being driven by, there are people looking for you. The only difference is you've got to begin to start telling us what it is that you like doing that turns you on for you. So Halloween allows you to pretend to be whoever you want. And if you need to get a mask to put on in order to tell people, do it. If you need to get a costume to put on in order to tell people that. Because adults go to costume parties as well. it's opportune time for you to pretend to be the one you really want to be instead of the one that you show us. So anyway, but these are just some of the careers that you could have. And careers meaning spanning your working lifetime or spanning your working history, whereby you doing things like that. All plays, events, musical events, entertainment events, all, 100% of them, there's an army of specialists behind the scenes making what you see in the artist work. Okay, there are people who get paid doing what they enjoy doing. There are hundreds and thousands, depending on the size of the movies and things like that. But they're specialists at what they do. And most likely you are a specialist at what you do. And if possible, you may fit right into the Halloween event that happens every year in this country. But there are things going on all during the year whereby those skills and abilities are utilized in order to help everyone else. I mean, but this is the type of stuff that I see on the Employment Opportunity Hour, because it's opportunities that are right in front of you that possibly you never thought of it, and most likely another, if you've shared it with other people, people have probably told you things that you're good at doing. But it's very important to recognize that it's possible to be someone that you aren't during the 3 to 5 day event, whereby you can pretend to be someone else. I'm suggesting you pretend to be real and begin to tell people, share with people the things that turn you on, the things that you're motivated to do. I can guarantee you it would lead you to more enjoyable employment, and it would be at the right salaries. But it'd be something that you enjoy doing, because we need you to be in the background to make the rest of us look good and keep our businesses going. Anyway, so what you think about your abilities that you may have, if you have the ability to scare a lot of people, use that to your advantage, because there are people looking for you. But the only way we can know that is when you tell us those things, or you write those things of telling the things that you like doing. I stress this on all shows in terms of understanding, are you recognizing the things that you're motivated to do? Because there are people looking for you. You're not supposed to know where until you discover we want you. And that only starts when you start telling us what we see you doing, or someone's telling you what they see you capable of doing. And I'm suggesting that that will get you where you'd like to go in happiness and being productive. And just for a 4 or 5 day event, there are people who work all year round preparing our population for those 3, 4, 5, or 6 days of excitement and entertainment, even scaring people somebody's willing to pay you for. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, because that's what happens on the Employment Opportunity Hour, because that's where the opportunity is. It's taking advantage of the things you already possess within you that you do, but you're not doing it to tell the rest of us, because you're most likely you have a job that you say collects a paycheck, when I'm going to suggest that most of these big jobs will pay you more than your imagination. But anyway, my time is up. I Hear My Way, sung by Frank Sinatra. But I'd like to have you know that all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, that you have been doing it your way. I'm just trying to get you to recognize how to put titles on that we can do. You go out and tell everybody what you like to do, get involved and help celebrate the Halloween holiday, and come back and tell us or share in order to help some others to go do the same thing, because you can indeed do it your way. And we're out of here until the next time, and go make it happen.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Former President Trump's chief of staff, John Kelly, tells the New York Times and The Atlantic that Trump would rule like a dictator and confirms that his former boss suggested that Adolf Hitler did some good things. The Trump campaign calls Kelly's comments fabricated. Meantime, in Zebulon, Georgia...
If you look over the last 30 years or so, for whatever reason, Christians are not tremendous voters in terms of percentage. If they were, we'd never lose an election. We wouldn't have had these people in office.
Meantime, Vice President Harris has focused heavily on Pennsylvania, where she takes part in a CNN town.